Nashville's district attorney is defending state investigators. A WPLN analysis found agents decided not to re-interview a key witness in the fatal police shooting of an African-American man. DA Glenn Funk told WPLN's Mayor Benight that the investigation's mission was to gather the facts independently, and he trusted state agents to do just that.
Last week, WPLN reported that Tennessee Bureau of Investigation agents relied on key interviews done by Metro Police, the same agency recused from the case due to potential conflicts of interest. In February, a white officer fatally shot a black motorist in the back after he fled a traffic stop and tried to retrieve a gun he'd allegedly dropped. This week, the city's top prosecutor says that decision was a call ultimately made by the TBI.
They made those decisions. I rely on the TBI. I asked them to do the investigation, and they produced the reports that they submitted to this office.
But records show Funk gave TBI permission not to re-interview witnesses if they felt the questioning was complete. When Funk handed the investigation off to TBI in February, he promised total independence. It was necessary to foster community trust, he said. But this week, Funk said autonomy was impossible. That's because TBI didn't come in until a week after the incident.
On the day that I called in the TBI, it was my intention and my understanding that the TBI was going to take over the investigation. As it turned out, the Metro Police Department continued a parallel investigation.
Cases like this will go more smoothly moving forward, Funk says. Under a new agreement, now state investigators will begin their work immediately, not a week later. Funk knows he's facing heightened scrutiny over fatal shootings by police. The death of Jacquees Clemons comes in the wake of a number of similar cases in cities like Ferguson, Staten Island, and Baltimore.
Some people will look at this incident and say somebody ran a stop sign and ended up getting shot in the back three times. Other folks look at the exact same situation and say, well, the man had a gun, picked up a gun in the middle of a physical altercation with a police officer. Of course the police officer is going to shoot him.
In May, Funk announced he was not charging the officer with the death of Clemons. And while TBI didn't interview the key witness, Funk says he did, though there's no public record of it. Before making a decision on whether to clear the officer, Funk says he wanted to be sure the witness, who was watching over her shoulder from a car, really did see a gun. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Mara Benight.